Good morning. This is Mark Steiner. Good to have you all with us, and have a happy June 30th, this day in history. Why the Zydeco? Well, how many of you folks like to eat po' boys? I mean, I'm a po' boy fan. I love eating po' boys. And it was this day in 1929 that the po' boy was first created. It was created because 1,100 streetcar workers went on strike in New Orleans. And it created the creation of po' boy because people went up and down the block saying, those po' boys are out there striking. We got to do something to help them. And and one of them were called later, Benny Martin would say, and one of them would say, here comes that po' boy. And he and his wife started making these sandwiches to feed the strikers. And they became the po' boy sandwiches, usually filled with oysters. That was the origin of po' boys on this day in 1929. So if you bite into one today, if you're lucky enough to do so, remember, this is the day the first po' boy was put into somebody's mouth. So that's how we start our day in history on this June the 30th. Now, other things interesting this day, in 1675, you know, if you grew up in America, especially when you were a child and you played cowboys and Indians, Indians were always the ones that got lost and were always the bad guys, well, except in my neighborhood. But anyway, we always thought of Indians as the people who scalped Americans and scalped white people. The reality is that the first scalping took place in 1675 in King Philip's War. And it was the Europeans here during King Philip's War, Lieutenant Oakes between Rehoboth and Swansea, encountered hostiles. And after the battle, they scalped the Indians and sent the prizes back to Boston for display. So the Indians learned scalping from the Americans and made it a fine art. So this also is a day that scalping began in our country. This is a day in 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg began. And the United States Justice Department was formed in 1870, partially in response to the end of Reconstruction, though it didn't do much to stop that tidal wave. And on this day in 1870, James Smith became the first African-American at West Point. He didn't make it through, but 3 years later, Henry O. Flipper of Georgia went to West Point and did make it through. And on this day, the lynchings began in earnest here in this country in the 1880s, and they recorded in 1889 at least 94 African-Americans being lynched in that year. And the same year, that Frederick Douglass was named the minister to Haiti, the first ambassador to Haiti from the United States of America. And this began the day in 1920. Oh, I told you about 1929. And also, this is something we should remember, given that we are a nation in need of infrastructure. We talked about this the other week, that President Eisenhower called for $50 billion in 1950s dollars to be spent over 13 years for the construction of 42,500 miles of interstate highway and then tax gasoline as well. And maybe we should look back to 56 and think about what we might do for our country now. On this day in 1960, Ghana became a republic and Kwame Nkrumah became its president. And we're going to be talking with the folks at the International Service Employees International Union today. And this day in 1980, they began building as a union and merged with the unions to become the powerful union that they are today. This day in 1991, Clarence Thomas is nominated to the Supreme Court. And we all know what happened there. Maybe talking about that in days to come. In this year, 2001, the Government Higher Education Act denied financial aid to students with drug convictions, taking away from tens of thousands of students who were arrested for minor violations the right to have any financial aid for the federal government. That took place in this day in 2001. And this day in 2008, Nelson Mandela was much relieved because President George Bush signed a bill officially removing him from the terrorist list. Well, that's this day in history. A great deal more on this day in history. You can go to steinershow.org and find it all there, including the fact that on this day in 1893, the great Walter White was born, a man who was encouraged by some to pass for white. He did not. Instead, he became president of the NAACP. That's our day in history. Go to steinershow.org for the rest. And we begin our discussions, starting with the decisions made in the Supreme Court. Yesterday, starting out with the Hobby Lobby decision. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can't with you, baby. But I got to put you down a little.